history was made today with the launch of the first ever manned commercial spaceflight. CBS News correspondent Peter King was there to see it. He joins us now from the Kennedy Space Center. And Peter, I bet it was quite the atmosphere. We know this was the second attempt after the weather didn't really cooperate earlier in the week. Was there real worry today that it might not be able to happen again?
Absolutely, because they only gave it a 50% chance of getting off the ground because of weather. But you know what? The clouds parted, the seas were calm, and the space gods and weather gods apparently were smiling upon NASA and SpaceX because it turned out to be just beautiful at launch time here.
Absolutely. It's good to hear that everything went off without a hitch. Tell us about the importance of this mission.
Well, NASA has farmed out low Earth orbit operations, if you will, that is flights to and from the space station to SpaceX and to Boeing, which hopes to start flying next year. Now, this is a test flight for the SpaceX Dragon, and if everything goes well and the spacecraft works as expected, and so far it has, that opens the door for SpaceX to start ferrying astronauts to and from the station at least a couple of times a year. But it also means that they have an operational spacecraft that can take private citizens who have the money and want to go into space to the station or just into on orbital flight. So it's a real jump and a real jolt for the commercial space industry.
When you think about what this might mean for the future of commercial space exploration, Elon Musk said that this project was aimed at reigniting the dream of space and getting people fired up about the future. What might be next on his agenda?
Well, I know he wants to go to Mars, and that is no secret. And he's been working out a big ship called a Starship, which is much bigger and would carry a lot of people. Unfortunately, one of the test vehicles blew up yesterday when they were doing a test run in Texas. But you know what? That's part of it. And if he has learned anything in the last 20 years, space is hard, and he is, you know what, when he first started out, he was seen as really arrogant. He has been humbled, and he really gets the reality of all of it and knows just how hard this is, but he's also determined, and I think that's what really, really helps him succeed.
You know, obviously, this is a difficult time for our country with the pandemic and the recent protests across the country. What was the feeling like when it finally came time to lift off today?
You know what? This gives us all a distraction, if only for a little while, to see something positive happening. I mean, things have just been so awful news-wise for the past couple of months. And I'll tell you something. You had a bunch of reporters here who probably covered nothing but COVID-19 for the past 3 months or so, who were very, very happy to see this go up. Same thing for the crowds of people who went out and watched along the beach and the causeways to see this history-making flight. So if even for just a little while, you know, it makes us remember that there are some really good things about this country, too.
That's CBS News correspondent Peter King from the Kennedy Space Center, where that history was made today with the SpaceX launch. Peter, thanks so much for your time.
Mac, thank you.